WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's clear and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look for sunny skies today, high around 59. 26 is our overnight low, and 24-hour low, for that matter. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In local news, the City of Atlantic's Planning and Zoning Commission will meet this evening at City Hall, and new business on their agenda for the 5:30 p.m. session includes a review of the site plans for custom body and sound. A ruling on retail gun sales has applied to Ordinance Article 19 pertaining to home occupations, and a review of the site plans for the Atlantic Municipal Utilities proposed communications building. The commission will also discuss progress being made on updating the zoning ordinance. I'll have more news after this.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education are expected to take action on several matters during their meeting this evening at the high school. Among those items is approval of the driver's education fees for this summer, an agreement with the City of Atlantic to share the resurfacing costs of the tennis courts at both Sunnyside Park and the Washington Elementary School, approval of a two-year collective bargaining agreement with the Atlantic Education Association, and a substitute teacher substitute support staff rate. The board will also act on approving teacher recommendations for the 2012 summer school and discuss a five-year capital needs plan. And that meeting begins at the Atlantic High School Media Center at 7:30. Iowa school officials are pushing back against an effort to delay the first day of school. Most Iowa school districts get a waiver to start school before September the 1st, but Governor Terry Branstad on Monday threatened to stop his Department of Education from granting those waivers if a bill on the topic fails to clear the legislature. Tom Narek is Government Relations Director for the School Administrators of Iowa.
I believe that would be a mistake. Outstanding schools are the best economic tool we have in our state that draws people to our state. They spend money here, they live here, and we think that we need to do all that we can to improve our schools.
A bill that would forbid schools from starting before the fourth Monday in August is gathering steam in the legislature and is ready for debate in the House, with schools starting earlier and earlier in August. The tourism industry complains it loses customers as families stop traveling and teenagers quit their summer jobs at the swimming pool, resort, or ice cream shop as they start practicing for fall sports. Narek, speaking for school administrators, suggests schools could start early in August and then break for Labor Day to accommodate the tourism industry.
Maybe the week before Labor Day, not have school on Thursday and Friday, so you have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, where people can take those late trips and not have the conflict that we're having now.
And Narek made his comments on Iowa Public Radio. Governor Terry Branstad said forcing schools to start after September 1st is something he's seriously considering.
There are many other states, including our neighbors to the north, Minnesota and Wisconsin, that don't permit that.
On Monday morning, Branstad said if the legislature fails to act to limit early school starts, he may order his Department of Education to quit granting waivers and start enforcing state law, which stipulates that schools are to start no earlier than the week in which September 1st falls. Governor Terry Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds on Monday announced that they will travel to southwest Iowa to promote their plan for permanent property tax relief for all classes of property. The events, which take place in Clarinda and in Red Oak, will be held this Friday, April 13th. Branstad and Reynolds will hold a Page County Town Hall meeting at the Glenn Miller Birthplace Museum Community Room at 122 West Clark Street in Clarinda, beginning at 1:30 p.m. Friday. The Montgomery County Town Hall meeting is at the Fountain Perk Coffee Shop at 322 East Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak, and that begins at 3:15. And officials with Monsanto say Mike Knoll of Griswold has been selected as a winner in the America's Farmers Grow Communities Contest, which gives farmers the opportunity to win $2,500 or their favorite local nonprofit organizations. The donations are available through the Monsanto Fund, and Knoll has designated the Griswold Fire Department to receive the award in Cass County. Griswold Fire Chief Jim Wyman, farmer Mike Knoll, and a Monsanto representative will participate in a check presentation ceremony this Thursday evening at 6:30 at the Griswold Fire Station. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, Daryl Jensen, age 80, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Daryl Jensen will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Reverend Arthur W. Anderson, age 83, of Waukee, died Friday. Services for Reverend Arthur Anderson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Westover Baptist Church in Des Moines. Isles Funeral Home Westover Chapel has arrangements. Stephanie Renee Musich, age 36, of Erling, died Saturday at the Murtu Hospital in Harlan. Funeral services for Stephanie Musich will be held this Thursday at 10 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald Getzinger, age 73, of Shelby, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ronald Getzinger will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Raymond Nielsen, age 98, of Hamlin, died Sunday. Funeral services for Raymond Nielsen will be Thursday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Burton Esbeck, age 82, of Elkhorn, died Saturday. Funeral services for Burton Esbeck will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Eleanor Little, age 81, of Panora, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Eleanor Little will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Richard Peterson, age 81, of Elkhorn and formerly of Avoca, died Sunday. Funeral services for Richard Peterson will be Friday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Hazel Watts, age 74, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Hazel Watts will be Friday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Edith Haynes, age 85, of Oakland, died Friday. A memorial service for Edith Haynes will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Louis McCall, age 96, of Bridgewater, died March the 28th. A memorial luncheon for Louis McCall will be held at noon on Saturday at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Vernon Gilbert, age 84, a former longtime Atlantic resident, died Sunday in Scottsdale, Arizona. His body has been donated to the University of Arizona at Tucson, and services for Vernon Gilbert will be held at a later date. Eldora Peterson, age 96, of Oakland, died Friday. Graveside services for Eldora Peterson will be held at a later date. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Mark Conrad, age 56, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Mark Conrad are pending at Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.